This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Hostgator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60.
Smart Home, an easy-to-use source for lighting, security, and home entertainment products that the average do-it-yourselfer can safely install. Get 10% off with code MMANUTS10.
The CBD Distillery, our favorite brand of CBD that's great for helping us relax. Get 16% off with code NUTS16.
Factor 75, get fresh meals delivered to your house. Save $40 off the first 2 weeks with code MMA40.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 449.
449!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Back with the MMA show by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on there, Steve?
You know what's ridiculous, Bob? Going to snow tomorrow, apparently, in Illinois.
Yeah, fucking a little snow for my birthday, woo!
Happy birthday to Thanks. Matt, which is going to be on the day your show releases, right?
Yeah.
You're officially
happy birthday,
57 years old.
Yeah, apparently.
You look really young for 57.
I'm fucking like a champ.
It's perfect. That's all that matters.
That's
really.
Right.
I mean, I'll be 100 as long as for still working. I'm good.
That's right.
You got to be strong, right? Bring your A game.
Something.
Yeah.
You got to be stupid or strong.
Happy birthday.
Cheers. You.
Should we?
Sure.
I'll do that.
Thanks. That was legit.
I'm always leery. I don't want any splash into your beer. That would be
That would be devastating. I don't want to be shitting and throwing up all over.
Yeah.
Just yet. Give it an hour or so. So this past weekend, MMA fucking overload.
Again.
Let's start with the UFC.
Yes.
The most important fight. Damian Maia.
Yes!
Ben Askren.
I forgot my shirt, actually.
What happened?
I meant to wear it. Well, it's funny, okay, because
what?
The fight?
Yeah.
It was mostly standing in the first round.
Yeah, I was worried about that. I was in my notes and I forgot to mention it. I was like, are we going to get a grappling battle or a real shitty striking match?
Well, I thought Damian looked very crisp and he was tagging Ben with that left like pretty regularly, like a little combo. It was like a 1-2 kind of thing. And he was looking pretty solid, I thought, after round one, mm-hmm. decidedly winning that fight. But then something happened in round two. I feel like the tide started to turn a little bit. I don't know if Damian got tired.
Yeah, and did you notice Ben's striking was like a whirling dervish? He's like
kind of
spinning and out of control, and I was surprised at how lack his technique was in grappling, and I don't know if that's because you're fucking with Damian Maia, who's a master.
Yes.
But I've seen Maia struggle with great grapplers sometimes, but it almost looked like Ben was expecting his shit to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if he's used to fighting lesser opponents, but it's just like he's just kind of going through the motions
yeah.
and not committing. And Damian's just like, reversed. Yeah. Oh, now I got your back. And
it was really
submitting you and putting you to sleep yet again.
Well, I thought Ben won the second round. I thought he did much better in the striking. I don't know why Damian started getting lit up a little bit, but it seemed like he was kind of maybe tired.
All the clinching. I think there was a lot of clinch work,
yeah.
right?
But the thing I noticed about Ben, and I've decided I hate him more than I hate John Jones.
Good, we're on team.
He does not look like an MMA fighter.
Hate Askren. He's like Roy Nelson.
He's a little bit pudgy, right?
Yeah.
And I don't understand, because wrestlers usually are not pudgy. So what?
Well, what's the commitment to his training, too?
That's what I was, you're right. And skill level-wise, did not look like he belonged in there at all against Damian. And, you know, as soon as Damian had that one hook in, I got up off my couch. I'm like, it's over. I knew it was coming. Ben looked like he wanted out.
Yeah.
And that happened fast. That didn't look like a really vicious rear naked choke, but somehow Damian was.
Well, Damian's squeeze is just brutal. And you look up Rick's story, brain juice, right?
Yeah.
Remember?
That technique is like perfect. It was right on the out. Sleepy time. Good night. And I'm really happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
But he calls out Diego Sanchez.
Damian?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
You think that makes sense?
Well, I think they've been, like, jawing at each other because they want to fight. And this has been going on for, like, a year and a half.
Really?
Does it make sense? Sure. Give Maia a win.
He's got the most submissions in the UFC behind Charles Oliveira, so second most, I should say, which, is pretty impressive. And he's had, like, a ridiculous amount of fights in the cage.
Yeah.
Spent his whole career pretty much in the UFC almost.
And, like, a career top 10 fighter. I don't think he's ever dropped out of the top 10.
No, Hall of Famer, for sure. represents the sport, classy in and out of the cage.
Yeah.
Love the guy. Seemed like a super cool dude. We've met him a couple times, I think, right? So I'm just kind of sad because a guy like this should have an opportunity to wear that belt a little bit, right? But he just can't quite.
Well, who'd you fight? Woodley,
yeah,
and Anderson Silva.
Anderson Silva.
Those are tough fights.
Very tough fights. And he's fought some of the best of the best.
Because his problem is if he can't get the takedown, he's fucked.
Correct.
That's the game with Maya. He gets you down, and usually on top. I think the interesting thing for me is that he was doing well off his back.
He was.
Against Ben, where you'd think a wrestler should be able to hold him down and have his way with him.
Yeah, Ben never had solid, like, top control. He always had him kind of
slippery, right?
Yeah, so he kind of kept him moving and stuff. And I just, look, I don't want to disrespect the guy any more than I already have, but I'm just saying he does not belong in the UFC.
Well, let's look at his record. He technically should be 0-3. He's 1-2, but that one, there's a big asterisk on it because of fucking that Robbie Lawler fight, right?
Well, it's interesting you mention this because I want to mention something to you. He's not, apparently there's a thing with Robbie Lawler fucking up people's careers, okay? Yeah. Some notable fighters' records since last fighting Robbie Lawler: Ben Askren, obviously 0-2. Rafael Dos Anjos, 1-3. Donald Cerrone, 4-4. Carlos Condit, 0-5 after fighting Robbie Lawler. McDonald is 3-3-1. Hendricks is 2-5. Matt Brown is 2-4. Jake Ellenberger, 2-7. And Josh Koscheck, 0-4. Everybody who fights Robbie Lawler apparently
he
steals their soul. These are guys who were on winning streaks for quite a while before they ran into that guy. And all of a sudden, you know, I don't know. Something to say about that. But I do think Ben Askren does not belong in this.
I love it.
You do? What are you going to do?
I wish he would have fought another striker. I want to see him get fucked up on the feet.
Well, who is left for him to fight? Is there anyone left?
Well, he's really considering retirement. It's probably not the worst idea.
No.
And I thought he was semi-retired before.
Kind of was.
Right? It was like, I think, a year and a half, 2 years between his 1FC and UFC run. So, I mean, is he going to get a title shot? Is he going to ever hold a belt?
No.
Right.
No chance.
So I don't know what he has left to prove at this point.
Well, it goes to show you once again that UFC is the top of the promotion, the best of the best. It doesn't matter what other organizations, you know, yeah, they have champions, they have good fighters, but overall talent level, UFC is still the top, I mean, by a long shot. Because Damien Maia is ranked number 10, right? So yeah. You're talking a number 10 guy just schooled this guy who was a champion, right? So what does that say?
Well, a champion in multiple organizations,
yeah, multiples,
too. Bellator,
yes.
And 1FC.
1FC, yeah.
So,
you know.
I don't know. Good for him.
Whatever. If I never see him fight again, I will not be sad.
No. And then we'll move to Bellator. We had a couple events over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
So, first we had, and let me just say this. The main events both sucked ass, okay? So, I think Friday night was the Roy Nelson versus Frank Mir 2 fight.
Yes. Was that epic?
Epically boring. Because Frank Mir's whole game plan was inside leg kick, circle right, and throw left hands the entire fight. Basically just avoiding. Because they were saying on a broadcast that Mir must have heard of what happened to Roy Nelson. Because I think Roy Nelson hurt himself sparring with Francis Ngannou, so he either had a knee or a leg injury. So that's why Frank kept fucking attacking his leg with leg kicks. And here's another one where you want to see two guys who are decorated jiu-jitsu players, but they don't fucking go to the ground except for maybe 15 seconds of the fight. Like, let's go to the ground. You guys had, I thought they had like a jiu-jitsu match at one point.
They did.
Like way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Just standing banging
out. I
think
Ryan Nelson won that too.
Fucking boring fight. So
sad.
And then on Saturday, you had the main event. You have Douglas Lima and Roy McDonald for the conclusion of their welterweight tournament. And
for $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking one-sided for Douglas Lima and boring as shit. Boring to the point that the crowd is booing them in the first round. Boring to the point where Matt falls asleep this afternoon watching the fight. going, what the fuck? Like, I have a cup of coffee in my hand, pounding the coffee, and I keep falling asleep. what round am I? I'm round two. I got to watch it.
Oh, man.
Where am I at? Round three! Fuck, man. I missed most of the fight. I had to watch it.
You watched it three times?
Twice. But it was just, like, Rory's so just not there. And I know Lima is a good fighter, wins $1 million. But, man, I really wonder with Rory, and he's probably wondering again, like, does he continue fighting?
Yeah, that's a great... I don't know. It's a great question. Like I said, three and one since meeting Robbie Lawler.
Yeah,
he probably took the worst of that too. Like Robbie Lawler, they killed each other. I mean, remember how he looked? Like
his
sitting
face
up,
was falling off.
They had that. He was just like, ooh, couldn't even. I mean, and he kind of
looked a little like that at the end of this fight. Is kind of like fucking busted up and
sad, man. I feel like that guy's going to have brain damage by the time he's done.
He will. And then I want to show you this video.
Okay.
From another fight. So Baby Slice was on there, Kimbo Slice's son. And he won TKO early in the first round. But then it got overturned later by the Mohegan Commission because they said an illegal blow caused the win. And the ref didn't call it at the time. So here's the finishing sequence. So I'd say that one is semi-illegal, but all the rest are totally fine.
Yeah, I mean,
you can see it from different angles, and I don't know if I could show this, but I think McCarthy's point is the head is moving, so it's not like he's targeting this little, whatever we're calling, like a 50-cent piece area.
Yeah, no.
In the back of the head.
No.
But
it looked, I don't know. Looked legit to me.
It's just weird too, because right, the ref doesn't call it, but then afterwards the commission is overturning it to a no contest. And then this ties back to John Jones then. Why is that not a no contest, right?
You
took a straight loss.
Yes, you did.
Whatever happened with that?
Nothing.
Right.
You get nothing. You lose, sir.
Good day. Damn right. What else? Oh, Nick Newell fought on this card.
Oh, really?
And he lost.
Did he lose?
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
Decision. Loss.
I did not know this.
I feel justified.
Do you?
I don't think he should be fighting.
Did he wear a glove on the nub?
No, and I don't like it because every time I watch the fight, all I'm doing is looking at the nub, and it's so fucking frustrating.
Should he, like, tape it up at least or something?
He should. They should have a little glove or something on it, because I don't know. It looks like there's teeth on the end of it, something disgusting, and I'm freaked out about it, and that's probably why I don't like him fighting, because it bothers me personally. It's so offensive to me.
Okay.
I'm fucking disgusted, and I want to throw up, and I can't stop looking at it. So I can't watch his fights. Like, just fucking stop.
It's kind of like every time I have sex, man.
Perfect. I don't know what you're doing, but there's teeth on your cock. Awesome. You have a conjoined twin, but the teeth are on your dick.
No, I'm talking about I want to throw up. And what'd you say?
I don't know.
Whatever you said.
So that happened. Teeth. Paul Daly got a TKO win over, was it Sadawad? I forgot.
Okay.
Whatever.
Nice.
And then they also had a porn star fighting on the card.
Did she win?
No, she got TKO'd in the first round, apparently brutally.
Damn.
But then I Googled images of her name just to see, and here's the first thing that came up. It was a tweet from her from September 2016. She says, "Now accepting applications for my first gangbang. Must have clean recent tests, tattoos, piercing, and big dicks." Hey, good for her.
All right.
A little picture of a butthole.
A Ryan Starr.
You can show that on the Twitter.
Well, it's clean. The giant porn star ass. You can't see anything except booty.
Yeah. So good for her.
Man, it's dirty.
It is.
Super dirty. It's like ridiculous, dude. What the fuck?
What are we doing? I love Bellator.
Is that a tweet?
That was a tweet.
What am
yes.
I looking at?
That's what she tweeted out.
That's
the first image that showed up.
Is that
when
for
I
real?
Her out. Yes.
There's people out there who literally tweet that they want to get gangbanged.
Well, she's a porn star. What do you...
I don't know.
She needs
just saying.
Have big dicks in her ass. And lollipops in her mouth.
What's this world coming to, man?
Butter in her ass? I don't know.
Good Lord.
I gotta take a drink.
Damn.
We're gonna talk about UFC 244.
We can. I feel like that just that image is like stuck in my head. Oh my god.
Enjoy.
On so many levels. That's for all the ladies traumatizing out there. On so many levels. I can't remember the last time I actually watched porn. It's weird. It's been a long time. I gave it up and then I forgot about
good
it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I can't say what I have. I got it every year.
I don't need it. It's all good. I have a fantasy, Matt. I have a brain. Yeah, I can imagine things.
Good for you.
Yeah.
UFC 244 preview. So let's start with the controversy. So we have Nate Diaz, right?
Yes.
He tweets out, "You're all on steroids, not me. Not fighting. UFC's trying to cover up some shit. USADA, fuck him."
Yeah, what exactly happened? He got flagged for some shit?
So here's what ESPN said.
SARS?
Yeah. He's, got that, he's wearing like that head. Mask. He's yeah. fucking China or some Asian country. So ESPN reported about Nate Diaz. He said, Diaz said Monday he was told to sweep the drug test findings under the rug last week, but he didn't want to feel like a cheater, so he went public with the information. He said he was ready for the fight to be called off if it came to that. USADA and the UFC announced Friday that Diaz had trace amounts of the prohibited substance, LGD-4033. Sounds like a fucking TV, like some kind of mod. I don't know what the fuck it is.
But he's okay with, he's clean for weed.
Right, in his system. But he was cleared of any wrongdoing. Diaz, per the UFC, tested for an amount lower than an agreed upon threshold. One of his supplements was tested and came back contaminated for that same substance. And then Jeff Nowitzki spoke about the Diaz situation. He said, "In my 20 years of anti-doping experience, I've never seen such solid evidence relating a low-level positive finding to a contaminated supplement." So what the fuck is going on with all this and USADA and the UFC?
Well, he's below the threshold, so who cares?
So why is it even a thing?
I don't know. And I thought I read something along the lines of, like, they didn't really make public that this particular thing was to be banned. There's some ambiguity about how this whole thing is like playing out. So he's like, on top of everything else, nobody even knew that you were not allowed to take this stuff. And on top of that, I didn't even take it. It was in some shit I was smoking.
And they tested it and they found it out. Right. And I forgot, someone had tweeted out that like a third of the positive USADA tests have been all from tainted supplements.
Yes.
So I was like, I kind of laugh at all this because the UFC just does it to themselves. They keep shooting themselves in the foot, and they don't fucking do anything about it. Nope. Just get rid of USADA. Like, it's not helping you. It's only hurting you.
Yes.
And the sport. And I really wish this fight, well, I'm happy it's going through, but I kind of wish it got called off because it was like some retarded shit like this.
Absolutely. I think he's my new favorite fighter. He's been in my favorite for a while, but I think like he's the number one now. Nate Diaz, love him.
Why is that? Why is he your favorite?
Why is he? Because he's like the same. He's like BJ Penn. He's a little bit fucking crazy, but he's also like super competitive, and he doesn't. He's like gangster. He doesn't take no shit. You know. Remember BJ's licking the blood.
Yeah.
I like my fighters a little bit crazy.
And he's consistent. You know what you're getting with Diaz. He's not fake. He's 100% real.
Crazy, man.
Super crazy. Slap you if you get out of line.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to, like, hang out with that guy and talk to him for a minute. I think it'd be great. It'd be fun. But I appreciate the man's intensity, you know? You got a beer?
I am. I don't know. If I want to get another. I kind of do, but I kind of don't.
I hear you.
So then let's get to the main event. Jorge Masvidal versus Nate Diaz. Topping off this Madison Square Garden card. What do you think is going to happen here?
Man, I'm so torn because this... I really think these two are going to beat the living shit out of each other. That's what I think is going to happen. And I don't know who's going to win, but I think it's going to be fun to watch. I feel like they're going to go to decision. Something tells me that. If Masvidal gets tired, I think Diaz could submit him in the fourth round, somewhere around there. But I don't think Masvidal can KO Diaz. So I think it's going to go to decision. I really do. And it's going to be close. I'm still going to pick Diaz to win, but it's going to be bloody, I think.
Well, it's just going to be a war of attrition, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at how Diaz fights, you look how Masvidal fights. There's no quit in either guy, and I think that's why when Diaz beat Pettis in his last fight and he called out Masvidal, was like respect, because like, yeah, look at this guy. I've been around the block a few times, and
yeah,
you know, we're doing this East Coast versus West Coast thing, and I'll put my version of a poster up. You know, I like that Boss Logic one. Hopefully, yeah, I can refine that and post that, where it's, yeah, the Grand Theft Auto version. But these guys, they don't get finished often. I wrote it down. Masvidal, in his 13 losses, he's 1 KO, 2 subs, 10 decisions. Diaz, 11 losses, 1 KO, 1 sub, and 9 decisions. So, I, wow, mean, you're looking at a decision.
I think so, yeah.
Like, if I got to pick who's the more well-rounded guy, I think it's Masvidal.
But Diaz got that submission game.
Well, Masvidal didn't get submitted by Maya, and he lost the decision. It might have been a split to Maya, so he can grapple like a son of a bitch. And he wants to fight. He wants to run that one back if he wins this fight too. So
okay,
I would be okay with that.
Yeah,
but I think Masvidal has more tools. He may throw a flying knee. You never know. Yeah. No, that was, and he's hot right now. He's been
super.
No, he just lit up.
Ben Askren.
Yeah, and then before that, Darren Till, uh-huh, and then right after that, he gave the 3-piece of a soda to Leon Edwards. So
backstage,
Like, he's on fire.
Hot commodity. And does anybody still remember Conor McGregor? Because I feel like no one...
We'll talk about him later. I got some shit.
These guys are at the forefront of the sport.
Yeah, because now McGregor is trying to vie for, oh, I want to for that BMF.
Ship has sailed. This is what's happening. This is relevant right now.
Yeah.
This fight. Super fight. I love it. Bad BMF.
Like the coaching, too. I give the advantage to Masvidal.
Do you really?
Yeah. Because he's out there with... That one guy.
That one
very
guy.
Good top team, Mike Brown.
Mike Brown, yeah.
And then they just show him on the embedded, like him and Arlovsky are hanging out because he's out there too. Mm-hmm. They're all out getting suits. Like, it looks like a fun fight.
Suits?
Yeah.
Okay.
Suits.
I think Arlovsky knows a thing or two about suits.
Yeah.
He's a very handsome man that likes to look good.
And then you want to read the rest of the card while I go get another beer?
Oh, sure.
It's all those guys. And talk about how many ranked guys are fighting.
Okay, so we got Kelvin Gastelum.
Do you need another thing?
I don't. I'm good. Okay. Versus Darren Till. Number 4 versus number 9. That's still gone. Steven Thompson, Wonderboy, versus Vicente Luque. No idea who that is, but I like Steven Thompson, that one. Derek Lewis versus Blagoy Ivanov. It's a heavyweight fight. That should be a banger.
That one's flying under the radar, by the way.
That should be a banger. I think it was going to be exciting.
I haven't heard shit from Lewis, right?
No,
usually
nothing.
He was all over. I haven't heard nothing.
No. And then Kevin Lee versus Gregor Gillespie.
And I think Gillespie was taken out of short notice.
And we got Arlovsky on the undercard against Jarzino Rosenstruck. This guy sounds like he's from, like, Sweden or something.
He's black, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
It's a weird name for a black man.
Yep.
And then Johnny Walker versus Corey Anderson.
Which is another one. Why is that not on the main card?
I
would
know.
Knock that Kevin Lee fight out and put Johnny Walker on.
Yeah. I don't know. They're probably trying to pump it, run it into the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
There's only 4 fights on the pay-per-view?
No. I mean, there's 5.
Oh, okay.
Because it's these 4 plus the Diaz.
Oh, duh. Okay. Gotcha.
And then I just put some of the
I'm not familiar with your notes, Matt. This is like... You know, it's like sleeping with someone else's wife. It's like, you don't know.
That's right. don't know what you're going to get.
You have no idea.
It's like a box of chocolates or something.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
I love it. Hey.
Yes.
Did you hear that Randy Couture had a heart attack?
Apparently.
And he fucking walked himself to and fro the hospital? How the hell is that possible? Apparently he's okay.
He's tough as fuck. That's how. He's the natural.
The natural Randy Couture. Multiple times. 56 years old.
Yeah.
He suffered a heart attack and was put in intensive care.
That's frightening, though, for, like, 56 seems young.
Yeah, you know.
No.
It is young.
You're not, I don't know.
How close are you to 56?
46 tomorrow.
I didn't want to know if you want to tell people your age.
I don't care. I want everybody to know.
Okay. 10 years. You got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Are we still going to be doing this in 10 years?
And we're going to do this till I'm 68, Ingo.
And then what happens?
We keep going. Well, I'm going to check out by 70.
You're going to check out?
Yeah, see you later. Thanks for playing.
That'd be sad. I'm living to 100.
Okay.
That's my plan. I'm gonna fuck.
I wanna go hard.
I'm gonna fuck until I'm 99, and then I'm gonna take the last year off, yeah. Go on sabbatical.
You fuck yourself.
Drop dead. That's it. I'll take the last year.
Do a bunch of mushrooms and then.
Yeah, we get high as fuck or something.
Maybe. What else about this couture? Oh, I think his wife and or girlfriend, I don't know who she is, said Randy Couture has naturally thick blood, so this is kind of an issue for him.
Looks young.
Yeah.
Looks young for a 56-year-old man.
Didn't you say, like, back in the day, would he have...
He had a doctor to the blood doctor for his vitamin levels. Huh. Interesting.
The one guy that was super juiced up, that called himself the natural, allegedly.
Yeah, questionable. He's probably still juiced up.
Well, he's got to do all the movies, so you have to. Look at Stallone.
For sure juiced
up. Jesus Christ.
I feel like I'm like the only one not juiced up. I have a goal. I think at 48, I'm gonna go for it. I'm going to give myself 7 years to kind of like stay lean and mean, and at 48... Get yolk time.
Yeah, it's good. The older you go, the better it is on your heart to do all the steroids and bull semen.
I have no desire to get huge. I think lean and mean and flexible is good. I like this, you know?
That's right.
Say loosey-goosey.
Sure. Here's a little quote for you. So John Jones said, "Sometimes I think about sitting out and just training for the next 2 years. Then coming back and challenge in the light heavyweight, who's been the most dominant? Wouldn't that be wild?" Take on that.
He tweeted this?
Yeah.
I take it as he's lost his fire to compete.
Not that he's planning to get suspended for a failed drug test, but take a 2-year hiatus.
It's not going
to
be 2 if it happens again. It'll be 4, yeah, 4 or even permanent. So.
But it's John Jones. He may just fight in another state.
That's a good point. No, I think I feel like I'm sensing something in him that is going to lead to his destruction in the cage.
Oh yeah,
in the cage. I don't want to see him destroyed.
Oh, nice fight.
Just in the cage. I'd like to see him lose, like sooner than later.
Whatever. What else you got over
there? Conor McGregor hanging out in Moscow and doing a little conversating. He's talking. He's just hanging out. Talking about some stuff, wearing a Fast branded outfit, and then all of a sudden, somebody's like, "Yeah, screw you, dude!" Boom, water
bottle. Head movement. Head movement. It was solid. Movement.
Somebody threw a water bottle at him. He did not like that.
And he got and I think Conor McGregor got fined $50,000 for that.
For standing there looking stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember sending
this to him? They were trying to charge him for throwing them fucking water bottles and Monster Energy cans.
He's looking all right though. He looks very in shape. So there is that.
Yeah, he said, I was just skip ahead. Let me see if I can find that. My information's. We'll save that for later.
Send how's that? From the Instagrams.
Canzangano signed a multi fight deal with Bellator. She's going to fight in our 145 pound division.
Okay.
So does that mean we're going to see a little cyborg in Canzangano?
Maybe.
Do you favor?
I mean, it's obvious that Cyborg's going to win that one, right?
Yeah. That's unfortunate. And then Jose Aldo, they said he's scheduled to make his bantamweight debut against Marlon Moraes at UFC 245 on December 14th. I think we're going to see the first death in the octagon ever.
Wasn't this the guy that was, like, dying during the weight cut a couple years back? He barely made the weight cut?
Yeah, it was like him and Henan Barral were like
together. Struggling to make 145. How is he going to make 135?
Well, you showed me that picture last week where he looked a little hivish.
Very lean.
Yeah.
It can't be good for you.
Marlon's super fast, and like speed is going to fuck Jose up.
Yeah.
Something fierce.
It's dangerous. It's a dangerous thing.
Here's a little stare down of the week for you. This comes from a Kapoza on Twitter for a fight that happened at Fame 5 in Poland.
What the fuck am I looking at? There's a midget against a not midget.
Uh-huh.
How are they fighting, and why are they in the same weight class?
I don't know. That's maybe weird. He's got a 15-pound cock.
Is it MMA?
Yeah. I don't know how it turned out. I'm just...
I'm guessing the midget.
Laying it out there. They're angry. What? I saw... The movie Elf.
You did? That was definitely an angry midget.
That's what Will Ferrell said. And that guy did not, he was not appreciative. He was in Game of Thrones.
I'm still staring at this Amazon Fresh. It's terrible.
It's free delivery.
Free delivery. I'm so hungry. It's like bread.
I told you, you're going to break.
I'm going to go home and eat everything. No, I'm not.
Let's do. Yeah, you.
No, I won't.
All right.
I will remain.
Tweet of the week. Mike Russell tweeted this one out. He says, Anthony Pettis' fiance's statement, Ari Ali Abdil Aziz, latest battery charge, bald little man in a green suit aggressively ran up on Abe Kawa before delivering a blindsided slap to the rival first-round management agent like a bitch. We gotta get that in there. Because apparently this Ali guy is just going out and starting fights with everybody.
Why?
He's a manager for a ton of UFC and MMA fighters, and he also used to be in cahoots with the World Series of Fighting, and there was like shit where he was like the matchmaker, but he was giving like favorable contracts to his fighters, and like a lot of shady stuff, and some people are saying he's allegedly like a FBI informant, and there's like all sorts of weird shit going on in the background. So
I was very troubled.
Yeah, he thinks he's mobbed up. He's causing all sorts of fights, and people are pressing charges against him now. I think he's been in 3 fights in the last week and a half or something. Okay. I don't know. It's like out of control. I think he hits one of Colby Covington's friends too, and he's just out of control.
Is he little?
He's had a couple MMA fights, maybe like 3 or 4.
Small guy? Tiny guy?
He's probably $170, $180 maybe.
Got the little man syndrome?
Yeah. Israel Adesanya tweeted this one out. He's a runner-up. He says, not all heroes wear capes. And this is John Jones. He's like, what's your John Jones superpower? Running over pregnant women? Eye pokes? Using steroids? Or limp dick?
I love that one. That's great. He's my new favorite.
This is weird though. We haven't seen this in a while, where like a new champion comes in and then he's talking all sorts of shit to the champion above him.
I like it.
Like usually they were super respectful. I can't remember a time where like champions are just talking shit on champions, you know? Just think back in the day when you had like John Jones, GSP, Anderson Silva, blah blah blah. I mean, go down the line and everyone was like super respectful, but Jose Aldo, but all these champions were champions for multiple years to the point where we're always going, maybe they should just strip the titles from everybody.
Yeah.
So we could have some new contenders because they were so dominant. But now there's like a level of disrespect, just like, fuck you, blah, blah, blah.
I like it. Everybody wants to pick and poke and get that super fight. I think that's what they want that money.
It's a tough fight for Adesanya, man. That's a lot of weight to give up.
It is huge.
And too soon, I think, for him.
Yes.
I need to clear my sinuses out.
Oh, boy. What are we doing?
I'm pretending I'm a hockey fighter.
Is this like a ammonia-sniffing dogs?
Smelling salts. Don't do those, kids.
Woo! Woo! Boy, oh, boy.
Let's do a little ass and nuts. Woo! And your sinuses right out. Woo! You're all fired up now. Errol Hawani tweeted this out. He said, Conor McGregor announces at a press conference in Moscow that he has agreed to return to action on January 18th in the T-Mobile Arena, possibly. He did not name the opponent. Fight isn't signed. 2 leading candidates are Cerrone and Gaethje. Cerrone is a front runner at this time, I'm told. So who would you rather see him fight, Gaethje or Cowboy, and why?
Well, I want him to fight Cowboy because I want to see Cowboy get the pay money. He needs to get the big dollars. I think it'd be more entertaining if he fights Gaethje, because I think Gaethje can knock him out. And I think everybody would like to see that at this point, right? After he's running around beating up old people the last couple of years.
And all these like alleged rape allegations.
Yeah, there's all kinds of weird stuff.
Like, he just needs to be in or out, man. And right now he's out.
He's out.
And I agree with what you said, and I think Cowboy for the money, Gaethje for the excitement. But it looks like it's going to be McGregor versus Cerrone, because this is the tweet Cowboy sent out. He says, need I say more? Bottle of Budweiser next to a bottle of Proper 12.
I like it.
I don't like that the bottle of Proper 12 is bigger. Can't we get a
Big bottle of Budweiser,
like a
40?
Malt liquor, a 40 of Budweiser.
You know what the reality is of it, though. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think Connor is going to come back and be either guy, and we're going to love him again. That it's going to be one of those like, fuck, why do we got to love this guy again? Because he's going to talk all this shit and get everybody hyped up. We're going to blah 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 blah, and he's going to go in the cage and do his whole like surgical shit and just take care of business. And we're all going to go, oh, we love you again. Yeah. We're fickle MMA fans, Matt. We're kind of like, we're like women with this, like, it's like our version of soap operas, right? We love it.
It's what have you done for me lately?
Right.
And right now it's nothing. You're beating up old man and
yeah. So if he wins again, we love him again, right?
Possibly.
I think.
And I think he said he was trying to fight for charity. Like, I'm going to give my purse to charity, trying to, like, a little PR stunt. I got to clean up some shit in my background.
That helps.
And then here's another weird one. It says Tyson Fury is talking about moving into MMA now.
What?
And having Conor McGregor train him. So I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. He like co-headline a card with McGregor. But why would a heavyweight boxer who's making bank, like millions upon millions, move into MMA? And could he be even successful?
No, dude, he'll get destroyed.
He's got really good head movement.
Yeah,
like, he's really good, but we've seen it.
He'll get taken down and beat the shit.
Right, even in, I don't know if Conor McGregor is your best training partner if you're heavyweight.
He's like tiny.
Right.
You need to train with heavyweights.
It's like, well, I saw him fucking training with the mountain, and he was fucking lighting the mountain up. Remember that video?
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You should train with Cain Velasquez, if anything. That would be a better move for him.
Well, he is doing that fake wrestling shit. I think they're on the same card, actually.
Are they really? Okay.
Because I think Tyson Fury is fake wrestling against someone when Brock Lesnar is fake wrestling against Cain Velasquez.
Okay. Maybe Brock Lesnar would be a good choice. Better than Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
You know?
He needs to learn takedown defense stat. But the money difference, that doesn't make any sense. Boxing pays you so much more when you're at the top of the sport than UFC. There's no way UFC is going to be able to compete. And at this point, with their stupid pay-per-view model, it doesn't make any sense.
I agree.
Randy Lochmeyer, yes, he said, if Khabib versus Ferguson is the most anticipated fight, what's number two?
I mean, I liked Conor McGregor versus either of those two guys.
I kind of think it's the fight this weekend.
That's a good one, too. Yeah, but that's going to happen for sure. So I'm thinking anticipation is stuff that hasn't really, like...
Well, this one hasn't happened.
In my mind, it has happened already, Matt.
I'm super hard for this fight.
Are you? Okay.
Laptop is levitating.
Oh, wow.
I'm pitching a fucking tent.
Okay. Sweet. As long as you're happy, I'm happy.
Great. You need to drink a beer, because Rodrigo Machado is going to be next. So,
okay.
Wait a second, huh? Okay.
I'm ready for him.
Pontificate, if you would like to.
I feel very studious at the moment. Are you slamming your beer?
No.
It's a two-beer kind of show. It's been
because
a while since that's happened.
When the show goes over, I lose all thirst for beer.
Yeah?
Yeah, I pour it right now. Whatever's left, right in the garbage.
Yeah.
And usually it's one beer and I don't even finish it.
I like beer. I like to have a beer. Or
you know what's sad?
What?
This is the only time I drink now. Mm-hmm. With the rare exception of our buddy Brian comes over. I might throw like 2-3 back. Well, I'll take that back. I also drink if there's a UFC numbered event and I have people over.
Other nights you're just doing lines of coke and...
Well, that's neither here nor there. I do have a medical marijuana card, but...
That's true.
That's neither here nor there either.
Hey.
It's going to be legal in fucking Illinois in 2 months anyway.
Do we have to do anything special? Do you kind of just walk in anywhere and buy weed?
Well, I'm guessing with the state of Illinois that it's probably going to be delayed a little bit.
That's fine. Can I get a card? Do I need a card?
Don't need a card. You walk in any dispensary.
Perfect.
You're just going to pay like 30% or 35% tax where I pay 1% tax.
Ah.
And I can grow 5 plants.
I see. I should just get a card then.
You should get a card. Get an opioid prescription. And then you can get a medical marijuana card.
Okay.
And cool. You know it's not going to be difficult because you have the same doctor.
Good point, Matt.
He will fucking dial it right up for you.
Okay.
I don't know if I should go into that story, but I'll just say I was the first patient with an opioid
patient zero
prescription to get the medical marijuana yes. card. I went in with a PowerPoint presentation to my doctor.
I'm going to need.
Listen, I know this is a hard sell, but just follow me. Because as soon as I said it, he's like, I don't want to fucking hear it. I don't want to hear it. Like, no one's going to approve this. Like, I'm with you, but no one's going to approve it. I'm like, I have a presentation for you, doctor.
Can you just look at my stats?
Well, actually, I printed it all out in color, by the way.
Of course.
I want to sell it. I sold it to him, and then he's like, yeah, I'm going to have to know. And then I followed up with an email later, and then he read the information and then was sold on it. And now every time I go to him, we have a conversation about, hey, how's it going, blah, blah, blah. And he's always thanking me. He's like, I learned so much from you. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. And like, I'm just trying to help out. The unfortunate thing is a lot of old people don't know how to apply for the program. It's not easy to do. But if you're savvy, you can figure it out.
We'll have to talk offline. I might have to do this. I don't want to pay 30% tax.
No, 1% is good. And you could grow your own.
Yeah, I don't need that part. But I'm saying.
Well, think about how big one plant is.
Who's got the time, Matt?
I got a backyard. I'm just going to throw shit in the garden.
Just start throwing seeds around.
Well, grow. Woo-wee.
Grow and grow.
All right. Arriba Chato's closing out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rayfred. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy.
What?
Nothing. I'm still here to figure out what type of guy is Tony Ferguson. I came up with some theories. I appreciate the thumbs up, middle, and down response. It's an internet joke, guys. Tony Ferguson is the type of guy who starts smoking so he can fight cancer. I like it. Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to introduce his girlfriend to his girlfriend's parents. I'm very confused by that. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm lost.
Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to bury himself alive to condition his ground game.
That is a thumbs up.
Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to interview Joe Rogan after his own fight.
I'm lukewarm on that.
Tony Ferguson is the type of guy who reads the terms and conditions and then doesn't accept it.
Thumbs up.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Can we have happiness without sadness?
No.
Why?
Because it's a polarity thing. You have to have both. You can't be... Look, it's like a pendulum. So as happy as you can get is as sad as you can get. You can't go any further. It's like if you can only get this happy, you can only get this sad. It's kind of just... People ride in the middle a lot, which is good to have a range of emotions, you know? Sometimes you're high, sometimes you're low, sometimes you're fucking
Gatsby.
Sometimes
you're super high.
They're like way high. You don't remember your name, right? You know, like what's happening?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's the best kind of high.
It's true. It's very true. The third question, it's not a question. It says, but I went back and I watched the old show of you guys and holy shit, you guys were so different.
Really?
Ingo. Looks so young, like he never been with a woman in his life.
Oh my God. That's craziness.
Matt looked like he wasn't on TRT and actually knew what a shave was.
And now?
You guys were so innocent back then. So funny. Love you guys. Keep the show.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Are we okay now? Like, he didn't follow that up.
Yeah, we should be good. We're good. All right, we're all right. All right, MMA Nuts is a zombie show. Oh. This is episode one, part number three. Yeah, I better drink before we embark into it.
I'll drink my...
I don't know if I have
still looking at Amazon bread.
You still going with this food.
I'm totally going to have a snack when I get home. I don't know what, though. I'm probably going to eat three nuts, and that's it.
I got two right
Oh, so five nuts.
Hey, perfect. All right. Then. The figure appears, and it is the MMA Buddha, BJ Penn.
Ooh, I like it.
Challenges Ingo to a fight right there, right now, for the supplies. Ingo honorably accepts. Matt decides to watch. I should be whacking off, though. I feel like I should be whacking off. As he smokes a Cuban cigar and talks to Mark Hunt and Jorge Masvidal. The fight starts. BJ Penn starts using his experience to try to overcome Ingo. But Ingo's level of awesomeness is too much. He starts fighting back.
Okay.
The fight stays standing until he catches BJ Penn with a flying triangle choke and submits him.
Wow.
BJ Penn honorably accepts defeat.
Wow, so everybody lives. That's good.
He gives you all the supplies, joins the group as a counselor, if you guys want. Mustafa's Ingo with the title of something I'm not going to say. But first, he must have wild sex with Joanna Janjacek. And by the way, you son of a bitch. I will not say that. But I appreciate it. He says, continue.
Wild sex with Joanna Janjacek. But he does it. He does it only standing up in a weird
semi-1885 John boxing Sullivan stance. Style.
Right. Yes. Yes. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I got a pontificate.
I was gonna let you carry on.
I don't feel it.
You don't feel it? And then
okay.
And then what happens then? Oh, Matt Hughes shows up.
Oh Jesus.
Except
he's on a you ever see the show Silver Spoons?
Yes.
Where he rides that little train around?
Yes.
That's what
he shows
Hughes
up on that, and as he's coming towards us, he doesn't realize he's crossing a train track and a fucking train hits him.
And another train hits him. You son of a bitch. You just killed him almost again?
No, he's dead this time.
No, I was going to say, is he a zombie?
He's actually a zombie. We don't know this until.
But then what if it smacks the stuff right out of him and then he's back to normal Matt Hughes?
Point.
The alleged rapist, the alleged beat my wife, the alleged
Jesus
beat
freak.
The shit out of my brother's kids kind of guy.
A little bit crazy, yeah.
You know, real, real good human being.
But he has his Bible, so
yeah.
He's good.
That's what it's all about.
Hey.
Rock and roll. Fuck, Marry, Kill, Celebrity Edition number 65. Adult Adventures number 1.
I don't know what's happening.
This gets challenging, but fun.
He's excited over
Alexis, here. Texas.
Oh, good Lord. Oh my God, that's right up your alley right there. Is that a porn? Who's Alexis Texas?
She's not a porn star.
Okay.
She is married, wifed, and whatever. If you got a can like that, hey man.
That's a giant ass. Okay.
Yes. So
I think that's your game right there.
Christina Rose.
Okay. All not right. My favorite. I'm gonna have to kill her, I'm sorry.
And then Tori Black.
Yeah, we're gonna marry Tori Black. I like that.
She's a little lacking in the titty department.
That's okay. Got long legs.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. The first one, that's all you, though. I guarantee you, you're going to give her everything you own.
You're like,
you can have everything. Just take this,
I'm all in. Just whatever it takes.
That would be
holy
that story
Christ.
Where, like, man marries woman, takes she takes him for everything he has.
That's fine.
It's because of her ass.
Good Lord.
Can you blame him?
No.
It's a giant ass. Is that what she's known for?
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The big ass. Okay.
Like Texas.
Oh, everything's
Alexis,
big and
Texas. Texas.
Alexis,
yes.
Texas.
Got any knowledge?
No, not really. Do you?
I'm not an oldie but goodie. Gotta make sure my volume's turned all the way up.
Yeah.
We've seen this a while ago, but someone else posted it. I don't like how my shit wants to open or not open. I'm gonna fuck this up, but.
Right?
Who's fighting? This one?
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is like a football thing.
Yep. He's got a little kid there, so.
Help! Help! Oh my God! And I think that just shows what our society is turning into. A bunch of bitch-ass pussies.
Yeah, there was a little kid there, though. That's he didn't have to do all that, but he could
just... He didn't have to scream like a woman.
No, he
could just stand up and grab his kid and just stick an arm out, stiff arm everybody, and move your kid out of the way. And say, help! Help! Oh my God! You might as well be like one of those... Like flailing tree thing.
That's a good voice,
people,
man. You got that high pitched thing going on.
Oh my God! Jesus Christ.
That's amazing.
I have three things, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
And how about this sweet ass pumpkin? You like this one? That one do anything for you?
That's really weird. It's making me feel all weird.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Not sure what I'm
looking about at. Alexis, Texas.
Is that Alexis, Texas?
But I was just saying, that's a little dirty. You might need to wash that. Not clean.
You need a little bleach
on that. A little unclean. A little sullied.
Maybe sand it down.
Mm. I've never thought of that. A little sandpaper on that little area.
Yeah. Ooh. Make it nice and smooth.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Okay. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah. Should I go into the Call of Duty Modern Warfare review?
I don't know.
Tell me. We can shut it down, or I can do the review.
It's your show.
All right, I'll do the review. It's our show. Okay, so I bought this game. Some of them have been good in the past. Some of them are in return. This one is a solid 5.5 out of 10.
Really? That's low.
So it's not even hot garbage. It's just garbage. So
yeah.
When you first get the disc and install it, 60 gigabyte download on install. So you install it, and then the update is a 60 gigabyte.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Like, I got all the space.
That's a lot.
The maps look like they're...
Wait, what's on the disc if you got to download?
That's what people are saying. Like, did they even put anything on the disc? Because I waited fucking hour and a half just for the install.
Oh my God.
And then God knows how long the 60 gig
was. They're like, the game isn't ready. Doesn't matter. Just send them the download file. It's fine.
And then they always tell you, like, 20 again, it's ready to start. But it's never ready to start. It's ready to... open.
You can log in and look at the menu. You can't actually do anything.
You still gotta wait.
Yeah.
Like, they should just, like, show you porn while that's
happening. My son does that all the time. He's like downloading shit. He's like, Dad, it says ready to play. I'm like, don't even try. He's like, but it says ready. I know, but it'll go faster if you just let it go.
Pacify you.
Yes.
And then the maps look like they were designed by, like, a mentally challenged third grader.
Okay.
So, like, if you play Domination, you can get spawn pinned in a certain point. If there's 3 points, and if the other team owns 2 of them, you're spawn pinned, and you can be there the whole game.
No way.
So I'll just quit the game.
Okay.
Restart. Oh, the sprint run speed? Laughable. So it would be like if you were trying to run, and you pulled every muscle in both of your legs, that's about as fast as your guy runs.
Okay.
And it's perfectly timed with the auto aim of the other person. So okay. It's like instant death. Like, I'm going to run from this side of the street to that side. Death. It's okay. Instant death, because there's always some word I want to say, but I can't
with
say
it. With a J? Were you going to say J?
No, it starts with an F.
Oh.
You know one of my favorite words, but I can't say it.
Like pharmacology?
That starts with a P. Starts with an F and ends in a T?
Yes.
Server lag is terrible. Remember those times where, like, you'll go a game, you're like, kill 15 people, and then you only die 3 times. And then the next game, you kill 3 people and die 15 times. Mm-hmm. So it's like, who's got the better connection to the server? That is consistently happening across the board. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The spawns are terrible, again. Like, you don't choose the spawn location when you're playing a Domination. And then, like, you'll spawn right in front of a enemy player with your back to them, so they can just instantly shoot you. Like, oh, come on, the fuck. The grenade explosion radius is crazy big, so it may be 30 feet.
Wow.
Someone throws a grenade, and you see it's like, oh, it's red on the screen. You're like, I'll just move a few feet away, and then it still kills you on the explode. Mm. Killstreak rewards are just encouraging camping, so no matter where you run, you're just getting shot everywhere.
Okay.
And then I thought the best thing in the game was the smoke grenades until I played it today. Because the smoke grenades, like, in Battlefield are pretty small, but in Call of Duty they are massive, but there's a hole in the middle so you can see what's going on. But unfortunately, that hole in the middle, if someone's on the second floor, they just see you in this ring of smoke, and then they just cap you right in the fucking skull cap.
Wow. Why did that happen?
I don't know. It's so weird.
Poor game design.
It's so weird. And then I thought... one of the best things in the game is there's, like, secret squirrel shit, like, secret paths. Mm-hmm. Like, Battlefield doesn't have that. So, like, every time I get killed, I will look at the kill cam and, like, oh, this guy just jumped in a well, and now he ducked and got to another place on the map. So there's, that is good. But overall, it's just clunky, poor graphics, feels like the game
graphics
is
are bad?
Fucking
it looks pretty cool
old.
Online, I thought, no?
It is complete garbage. And I just, and then the process of returning it.
Amazon?
Yeah.
They'll take it back.
Yeah. I told them.
Wait, what's the reason you're giving them? Why are you returning it?
Well, this is my reason this time. It's just fucking garbage game and a 60 gigabyte download on install.
don't have the space, have the space.
You're so scandalous.
I don't know how much space. I had like a terabyte external.
Yeah, it's plenty. 60 gigs, not a ton, but still.
And then it was saying that I had to have like a gig. Your shit just shut off.
That's not good.
Fuck you. Show's over.
All right, shut it down. That's it. My laptop just died.
This computer turns off. The game's over.
That's kind of scary.
You need a plug in?
I don't know what happened.
That's very bad.
Doesn't look good. Keep going.
That is it. That's it. Sit down, Ringo.
That's been this week's edition of MA Nuts. Hopefully, my laptop is not dead. That would suck. I need this. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks for playing us.